Live FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Shots rang out at a New Hampshire psychiatric hospital. Colonel Mark Hall of the New Hampshire State Police.
The entire incident was contained within the lobby of the hospital. The victim was administered CPR on site and transported to the Concord Hospital. Unfortunately, that individual is now deceased.
And a state trooper who was working at the hospital fatally shot the suspect. No word on a motive. The United Nations is warning of the growing possibility of widespread starvation in Gaza because of a lack of fuel, saying it could not deliver aid today. The warning comes as Israel agreed for the first time to allow two tankers to enter the besieged territory daily. CBS's Willie James Inman with more on the Israel-Hamas war.
Israel's defense system intercepted rockets fired over Tel Aviv Friday night, while its military continued airstrikes, saying it will hit Hamas targets all over the Gaza Strip. This Palestinian woman said she and her family evacuated from Gaza City to the south to avoid the fighting, only to lose her sisters, son, and a daughter in a missile attack. In Gaza City, Israeli troops continue to search Al-Shifa Hospital. They showed CBS News a tunnel they say is proof Hamas used the medical complex as a command center.
Flexible work schedules mean millions of Americans are getting a jump start on Turkey Day travel. CBS's Chris Van Cleve takes a look at what could be a record week at the airports and on the roads.
Thanksgiving is still 6 days away, nearly a week out. The airlines expected today to be the fourth busiest of the holiday stretch. And here at Miami's airport, they're preparing for a record. They expect nearly 2 million holiday flyers.
Now, weather could put a dent in Thanksgiving travel plans. Portions of the West could be blanketed with anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow this weekend, and powerful winds could slow you down in the southern plains. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren says on Sunday,
Oklahoma, parts of Texas, including the Dallas-Fort Worth area, could see some stronger thunderstorms. And then on Monday, the threat area shifts a little bit farther to the east, still in the south. East Texas, a lot of Louisiana, southern Arkansas, and Mississippi in the danger zone for some of the stronger storms.
A new resolution to expel GOP Congressman George Santos is introduced after a scathing ethics committee report. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Maryland Democrat Glenn Ivey helped conduct the ethics committee probe into Santos.
What struck you most from what you found?
Just how repeated it was. I mean, it was just so brazen and obvious at some level.
Caitlin Armstrong of Texas, who was convicted of killing pro cyclist Mo Wilson, is sentenced to 90 years in prison. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As long as there are veterans, the benevolent and protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 25 overnight under clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 53 tomorrow, clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic.
Curdy, happy Friday to you. Aaron working the board in for Nate today, our fair audience. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God, indeed. You know, I don't have my normal youthful exuberance.
No, why not?
Because it's almost the weekend, man. I can't wait. I am living for the weekend. It hasn't even been a particularly hard work week. It's just, you know, I'm not feeling it.
Oh, man. You know, I think I've been thinking about it because I'm feeling a little, I mean, it's been a busy week for me. And of course, next week is Thanksgiving. So I'm kind of thinking, oh, man, we can just kind of make it slide. We can get through to next week and still have things to do next week as well. But it's, I certainly got vacation on the mind, man.
I bet you do. Well, don't mail it in yet. We've still got to perform the greatest radio show ever. Not so much for you or I, but for them, Dom, the people that rely upon us for their politics really? And entertainment.
Oh,
and information.
Man. You know, Crudy, you know the secret is I do the show for my own entertainment, and hopefully other people find it entertaining. I can't possibly try to please everybody.
They've noticed. The people have noticed. And they bear with you, Dom. At this point, it's more of a bearing with. Dom, the lead today. You know, we air the grievances on Friday, and we got a guest coming soon, Alan Robinson, our friend from Herbal Aspect. He's going to give us some 420 facts on a Friday afternoon. I appreciate that. And a little bit later in this hour, while you were whatever you doing all day long, I was thinking very hard, and I came up with this brilliant idea. Actually, stole it from another, but I'm going to claim it as my own. Dom, I have the ironclad, can't-miss guaranteed way of getting Joe Biden reelected. Do you want to hear about it?
I absolutely do, man. Share it.
Yeah, you're going to have to stick around till 4:30.
You big tease.
Because we've got to lead a little closer to home, Dom. A little closer to home in our backyard. And rare is this day. They say politics makes interesting bedfellows. Well, today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss find themselves on the very same side of an issue, opposition to Kirk Bankstead, in a lawsuit that would try to immediately end the choice school program here in the state of Wisconsin. Evers and Voss in the same bed, on the same
what?
Team.
What? That seems strange to me.
It does seem strange, Dom. And it seems that a beer company super PAC makes a strange vessel for trying to end the school choice movement in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, stranger things have happened, question mark.
as said before, politics makes strange bedfellows.
There's also a question of original jurisdiction. Like, do you get a trial? So often here in the state of Wisconsin, we just skip the trial step. Let's go straight to the Supreme Court. That is what's being asked for because they're seeking immediate relief for the taxpayers from this burden of paying for the choice schools, effectively, the voucher programs. But where are the facts then gathered if you don't have a district court, if you don't have a lower court trial? And I'm not so much sure because, you know, the briefs being entered by Robin Voss are different than the briefs being entered by Tony Evers' team. But I think Evers' team is really more interested in starting at the district court level. No reason to rush this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This program has been in place for 25 years or more. You know, nothing's going to change between now and the resolution of this lawsuit. So if it takes a year or two or whatever the case may be, it takes as long as it takes. I don't think the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take this up as original jurisdiction. No good reason to.
The reporting from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration and political opponent Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are in the rare position of taking the same side in a lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's taxpayer-funded voucher school system, telling the Wisconsin Supreme Court that it should not, Crudy, take up the case. Voss and Department Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld, who was appointed by Evers, told the court in separate filings this week that the case should start at the circuit court level, as Crudy mentioned. The third defendant, the Department of Public Instruction Secretary Jill Underley, took no position. Underley, who was elected on a nonpartisan ballot, was backed by Democrats. Democratic opponents of the voucher program took a different position from Evers and asked the state Supreme Court to take the case directly. If it does, it would issue a ruling within weeks or months. It would likely take 2 or 3 years for the case to work its way through the lower courts.
So
Brian
what?
Potts.
Sorry.
So what? I mean, obviously, Crudy, there's money being spent, right? How
in
much money is being
sense.
Spent?
Yes, but the underlying questions about whether or not this is a separation of church and state issue, whatever the final underpinnings of the ruling may be, Dom, there's no urgency to come to conclusion in this case to leapfrog, to my opinion, to leapfrog the lower courts.
Justice delayed is justice denied, Michael. Scott Bauer writes at the AP, a quote from Potts, "We hope the Supreme Court sees through the difficult politics associated with the issue and decides to stand up to the Republican legislature and protect Wisconsin's public school children." Evers spokesperson Britt Kudebeck did not return a message seeking comment. Evers, who previously served as a state superintendent of education, has been a longtime critic of the voucher program. That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm not clear that he has been. But
this summer, he agreed to increase spending on the program as part of a larger education funding package tied to a deal, sending more money to Milwaukee and local governments. So, you know, he had to negotiate, he had to barter a little bit, Crudy. The arguments from Voss and the Evers administration line up with other supporters of the voucher school program, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is representing private schools, parents of students who attend them, and other advocates of the program. They argue that the case should start in circuit court, like Crudy argues, so that the lower courts can determine an array of facts before the Wisconsin Supreme Court has to weigh in. Underley, in a one-page filing, said she was taking no position because her primary concern is oversight and supervision of public instruction, but she said if the court takes the case, Underley may take a position on the accuracy of any factual assertions made by any party. When the lawsuit was filed last month, Underley seemed aligned with those challenging the voucher school system by saying that she welcomed any opportunity to effectively, equitably, and robustly fund our public education system.
Should I take it from here? Democrats have argued for decades that the voucher school program is a drain on the resources that would otherwise go to the public schools. Yeah, we can't afford to fund two school systems. At least that would be my assertion. The lawsuit argues the state's revenue limit and funding mechanism for voucher school programs and charter schools violate the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that public funds be spent for public purposes. It also contends that the vouchers to fund the public schools do not allow for adequate public oversight and do not hold private schools to the same standards as public schools. That might be true. Now, the nation's first school choice program began in Milwaukee in 1990. I guess that's going on 33 years, Tom. Then seen as an experiment to help the low-income students in the state's largest city, the program has expanded statewide, and its income restrictions have been loosened. This year, nearly 55,000 students were enrolled. Now, the entire Milwaukee Public Schools has only 75,000 students. And they're not all coming from Milwaukee, but a big chunk of that, like 25% of Milwaukee Public School students, are now in the choice school programs. Evers appointee Blumenfeld argued that ending the voucher program immediately is the lawsuit request. And here's a quote, Tom, could lead to chaotic and unanticipated outcomes. Trying to absorb those students in the public school system, again, here's a quote, could lead to staffing, funding, and classroom shortages. Now, you know the court is now a 4-3 liberal court, but Dom, I would point out many, many moons ago when Tony and I didn't see eye to eye on this topic, and I advocated for ending the choice school program, and I said the governor of the state of Wisconsin should do so through their budgetary process. And Evers said, what are you going to do with all these kids? Throw them on the street, crew? And no, I never said that. I don't think the courts have to say that. Should they rule in this way? There could be a ramp down program. There could be a defund program. Certainly if it's done legislatively, as I would have proposed, you know, there could have been a ramp down. So I think sometimes that the Evers administration jumps right out there to chaos will ensue. Well, that may or may not be a legal argument to make. Chaos ensuing is not a legal argument. Doesn't matter if you think chaos is going to ensue, sir. The question is it a constitutional thing under Wisconsin's constitution? And that ultimately will have to be decided first in the district court level, probably then at the appellate court level, and finally, Dom, finally, it'll make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Maybe.
I hope so, man. I don't like our public school tax dollars being used to subsidize religious education for students that would already be in those religious schools.
Come on, man. You went to Appleton Xavier. You went to
school. And my parents didn't get a tax break. They didn't get school vouchers. They paid out of pocket. If that's what you want, go to pocket. Don't make me and my tax dollars subsidize your teaching that the earth is 6,000 years old. Thank you very much. You know why? Because tithing is down. People aren't showing up and giving their money as much. So this is an end around to keep funding the churches who already pay no property taxes.
You're just cranky because it's almost the weekend, but this little radio show is getting in the way. Come back with us, a fine guest, Al Robinson. Herbal Aspect, 420 Facts. They're next.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you check out the Civic Media app. You can take the Devil's Advocates with you anywhere you go. Check out your app store for the Civic Media app.
Dominic, a big sports weekend. We're going to check in later with Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. But right now, I got a friend here in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. He is Alan Robinson. He's here to give us some 420 facts sponsored by the Herbal Aspect. How you doing?
Hey.
Happy Friday, man. Yeah. Thank God it's Friday, Alan.
Happy 420 Friday, boy.
Best time.
Yeah, man. So come to talk to you today about cannabidiolic acid. CBGA. It's the mother cannabinoid. I'm really excited about this particular cannabinoid because it's the first thing that the plant makes. It's not my favorite cannabinoid because that's the one that gets me stony. But this one has some crazy properties that most people just don't know about, right?
So, I don't know. Tell me more.
Yeah.
What do you mean, man?
Yeah. So, you know, there's been a lot of research into the field of cannabis recently, and we're finding that cannabinoids like CBD have anti-convulsive properties. It would surprise a lot of people to know that CBGA, or cannabigerolic acid, is actually has more, is a better anti-convulsant than CBD. It's also an anti-inflammatory. It's being studied right now for its antibiotic properties and a bunch more. So it's one of those things that you really need to add to your health regimen and then just reap the benefits generally.
So say it again for me, because I wasn't listening the first time. What is it called?
CBGA, cannabigerolic acid. Nobody's going to remember the name.
So, all right, now that
CBGA,
I know.
CBGA, we got it.
CBG or CBGA. Now, I mean, there's some cool stuff about this, right? These kids down in Utah at the University of Utah were studying it during the entire COVID debacle. They find that CBGA has an affinity for the spike 1 protein, so it latches onto it, and it makes it too big to fit into human receptors. Now, I'm not going to say that CBGA prevents COVID. There's no evidence to support that. There's no research to support that. There is research to support that CBG has an affinity for the spike protein. So I don't know how much you'd have to take. I'd assume it'd be more than what they gave the lab rats, but it's there. So, I mean, it's just further evidence that we need more research into cannabis and into the cannabis plant.
It's a wonderful thing. And I never got COVID. And yeah. I was out there at maskless Vicky McKenna-led AR-15 armed up rallies during the pandemic, man. I never got COVID.
You know, there is.
I did get a couple, you know, yeah. The vaccine and the boosters.
Well, yeah, I did too. Right.
And I also tried some of the CBG, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I'll tell you, man, most people that I know that are heavy cannabis users either did not get COVID or they caught a really mild case. Now, I don't know that there's a correlation or causation, but, you know, I didn't have a crazy time with it, so I feel all right.
All right, man, let's do some commerce.
Money.
Money? Dude, next week is Thanksgiving, and in the retail business, and I realize, Herbal Aspects, you're in the retail business.
We do that.
Next Friday. That makes it Black Friday.
Yeah.
Alan, what do you got going on for Black Friday, my friend?
Oh, man, I've got some crazy specials going on at Herbal Aspect. You can pick up that CBGA. It's one of our minor cannabinoids. There's going to be store-wide sales. I've got 15% off smoking accessories. We're doing double loyalty points. If you spend $100 on whatever, you can get a free pre-roll. That's going to be THCA. Oh, 25% off flower. All the flower, any flower that you want.
I like flower.
Yeah.
Flower is good. I've been dealing with flower since the mid-80s.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to try to get you moved over to the gummies because the edibles, our gummies and chocolates, are going to be 30% off. So, ooh. I mean, you come on down to Herbal Aspect. We got 3 different locations. Of course, you can shop online. We've got our cannabis consultations.
Talk more about the consultations for just a minute. Alan Robinson, our good friend from the Herbal Aspect. And I perceive you to be something of my cannabis friend.
Yeah.
You're the one that knows all the CBGAs and all the different stuff people need to know. So let's talk about that consultation for just a minute. First and foremost, you still got time between now and Christmas for the consultations?
We sure do, man. We're doing a Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. You just jump online and you can sign up for a consultation at herbalaspect.com. We just actually relaunched the website. You're in for a 20-minute 20-minute personalized consultation.
Not everyone's in cannabis for the same affect.
Right. A lot of people don't necessarily want to get crazy high. I've got the largest segment of cannabis users is going to be 65. New cannabis users is 65 and up. And I find that my customers don't really want to get super stony. They just really want some relief from typical ailments. And so I can help to direct them to what those products look like, direct them in their usage, and help them to have like a guided cannabis experience.
And again, how did they get the guided cannabis experience? How do they sign up for that?
Well, your listeners can log on to herbalaspect.com, use the code DEVILRADIO, and that $49.99 value will be absolutely free to Devil Radio listeners.
Again, I love that price.
Yeah, man. Nothing.
Nothing. So that's outstanding. Now, I've got to digress for just a minute. Is there any other cannabis or weed-related stuff we should know about? We, the audience, we, Dom and I, because I feel like you gotta be our cutting edge on this stuff.
Oh, man, there's stuff going on in cannabis all the time, right? So, like, Ohio just, what was it, Ohio?
Legalized cannabis referendum. Modestly outperformed legalizing abortion as a constitutional right in Ohio, but they were right there together, man. Those are very important issues, don't you think?
Moderately outperformed. You don't think that cannabis is more popular than kids?
Oh. Yes. Hey, hell yes.
Alan, let me ask you, with regards to, you know, the different ways to ingest and to take the cannabis. Snoop Dogg came out yesterday. I saw that he's given up the smoke. I mean, come on, Snoop Dogg and smoke, they kind of go one on one and one and one. But obviously, I mean, a guy's been probably smoking most of his life and a lot of cannabis. And it's gotten, you know, certainly better and higher quality of late. But, you know, that's a lot of smoke going in your lungs. I didn't see anything beyond the tweet, but presumably there's, you know, you can have edibles, you can put little drops into drinks. How many different ways can you consume?
You don't think Snoop's turning his back full time on cannabis, just smoke?
I don't know. I'll say this about Snoop. Number one, to each his own. If the gentleman doesn't want to smoke anymore, there's a multitude of ways that folks can consume, and I commend his effort to not to take on a healthier lifestyle. Save your lungs, G.
HerbalAspect.com. Right?
There it is. HerbalAspect.com. 3547 University Avenue, 2017 Winnebago Street, and 735 South Gammon Road, right in Woodman's parking lot next to Dunkin' Donuts.
420 Facts brought to us by Ellen Robinson, sponsored by our friends over at the Herbal Aspect. Thank you, Ellen. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You know I'm going to eat because I'm going to smoke.
Well, once you eat too much, then you got to get rid of that too full filling.
All right.
It's the vicious cycle.
We'll see you, Dom.
Thanks, Ellen.
I'm going to tell you how Joe Biden's going to win the presidency, win re-election next. You better stick around.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still going to give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 25 overnight under clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 53 tomorrow, clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, the weekend almost upon us. I want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one,